Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Health officials in Lebanon say nearly 500 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes on towns and villages in the south of the country and the eastern Bekaa Valley. More than 1,500 have been injured. It's the deadliest day of conflict across Israel's northern border in nearly two decades. Israel's military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, said 1,300 targets had been hit, including cruise missiles, rockets and drones. He acknowledged there had been a high number of casualties, but he described many of them as Hezbollah terrorists.
We are not looking for wars. We are looking to take down the threats. And there will not be a 7th of October threat in the northern border. It has to be a safe border where Hezbollah is pushed back from the border and there are no threats like missiles, rockets, UAV threatening our communities, our citizens.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has warned the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon is escalating into a full-fledged war. He said the EU was working hard to stop the conflict from deepening, but that his worst expectations were becoming reality. France has requested an emergency UN Security Council meeting. The United States has announced that it's sending additional troops to the Middle East due to the heightened tension in the region. The US currently has about 40,000 troops in the Middle East, along with warships, fighter planes and air defence systems. Here's our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman.
There will be a concern in the Pentagon about all of this and the potential risks for their own personnel there, and I think that's why we're seeing this announcement about this deployment. Their concern has always been about a wider regional escalation. That then leads to what leverage the Americans have to try to resolve this crisis. They had always tried to link the potential for a Gaza ceasefire deal with the fact that they believe that would stop the cross-border fire on the Israeli-Lebanese border.
President Biden has held talks with the leader of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, on the conflicts in the Middle East and Sudan. They called for an immediate ceasefire between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Charles Anayagolu reports.
It's the first ever visit to the White House by an Emirati leader, and it's taking place amid warnings of death, destruction and starvation brought about by the raging conflict in Sudan. In a joint statement, Presidents Biden and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan said they shared concerns about the risk of imminent atrocities in the Darfur region. The Sudanese army has repeatedly accused the UAE of supporting the RSF.
BBC News. Police in Ghana have arrested a prominent civil society activist who was behind weekend protests against economic hardship and the environmental damage caused by small-scale gold mining. A police statement said Oliver Barker Wamawa had committed various unlawful acts. Dozens of protesters were arrested on Sunday. Two leading opposition figures in Tanzania have been released on bail after they were detained for planning to lead an outlawed demonstration in Dar es Salaam. The chairman of the Chadema party, Freeman Mbowe, and his deputy, Tundu Lissu, were arrested on Monday. The party had called the protest following allegations of political kidnappings and murders. The government in Ecuador says it's extending nationwide power cuts to 12 hours a day because of an energy crisis caused by drought. Ecuador's president, Daniel Noboa, said his country is experiencing its worst drought in more than 60 years. The dry weather is affecting other countries in the region, including Bolivia. New research has found that octopuses sometimes form hunting packs with fish working together to catch prey. It's believed the arrangement benefits both creatures, but as Alfie Tobert reports, their relationship isn't always harmonious.
Octopuses are usually considered to be solitary creatures, but this study suggests they may have richer social lives than previously thought. Researchers found they work together with different species of fish when hunting for prey, even making decisions on behalf of the pack and sharing leadership responsibilities. But things don't always go swimmingly. Scientists witnessed octopuses punching fish in the group, apparently as a way of making them work harder and keeping them on task. The authors of the study say it shows that when it comes to sentience, octopuses are closer to humans than previously thought.